With economic instability and conflict rippling across the globe, many of Australia's neighbours have experienced increases in polarisation, even a lack of faith in democratic governance. But these trends haven't hit Australia in the same way. A new report from the Grattan Institute has found that in an uncertain world, Australians remain largely committed to democracy, but a deeper look reveals a number of challenges that need to be addressed. The Wire's Aspen Bailharts asked Matthew Bowes, a senior associate at the Grattan Institute, what are the trends in Australia's feelings towards democracy over time?
One of the things we've found that I think is encouraging is that Australians are still very supportive of democracy. When we poll Australians, about 3 in 4 Australians say that democracy is better than any other political system. And what we find is that that has been increasing over time, that support for democracy. But there are challenges because many Australians are still dissatisfied with the way that politics works at the moment, that politicians represent them, that political parties represent them. And they're also concerned about big economic challenges like housing affordability and like the climate crisis and the ongoing impacts that that will have. So there are challenges that governments need to face up to and to take seriously in order to build that confidence in our democracy.
We often hear about polarisation as a worldwide threat to democracy, but what did you find as far as a substantive comparison looking at polarisation in Australia and then polarisation in other countries?
Yeah, well, one of the positive signs, again, for Australia is that our politics, at least using a couple of measures of political polarisation that ask experts to rate the level of political polarisation in our society, our politics doesn't look as polarised as some of our peer countries. Countries like the United States, most notably, are highly polarised. But even countries like the United Kingdom and New Zealand have been seeing increasing polarisation over the past decade, which is not something that has yet happened to Australia. So that's a positive sign. I think we still need to be mindful of the threat of polarisation. One of the things we point out in the report is that a lot of concerns say about misinformation, about fake news, they are made worse when we live in a polarised society because people might look to seek out news that aligns with their opinions. And that's something that is more readily available in a space where people are able to get news online. So we should be monitoring polarisation. We should be aware of it. At the moment, it doesn't look like a challenge, but it's clearly something that is happening in many other countries.
Yeah. So commercial media and kind of fragmented media and social media particularly are quite notorious for contributing to polarisation. What did you find with those?
I think one of the things we've found is that the way in which people react to media and interact with media is changing. We've seen this move away from, I think, a few centralised sources of news, in particular big broadcast media on TV and newspapers. They often provided, I think, a common fact base, but they weren't necessarily available to everyone in the population. So what we've seen over the past couple of decades is, I think, increasing information that people can receive very easily through online sources, through social media, and you know, today through things like AI chatbots even. But that challenges the common shared fact base we all have because the variety of different opinions, the variety of different pieces of information that people are receiving is much greater than perhaps it used to be. And so creating those common touch points, those sources of authority, and here we're talking about things like the Australian Bureau of Statistics or scientific institutions like our health institutions during COVID, those common touch points are more important now than they used to be because our media is so diffuse and dispersed.
Okay, so it sounds like there is some tenuousness. We are in interesting times to a degree, but as you said, Australians do still largely want democracy. They want to make it work. And the report is subtitled Future-Proofing Australia's Democracy. So what could that future-proofing look like?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. What we're concerned about is the challenges that we see around the world, the turbulent times that democracies are facing. And while we haven't necessarily seen those challenge democracy in Australia to the same extent, we're concerned about them and we think that we should be taking action against that threat. The kind of 5 areas we outline, the first one I think is probably the most important, and it's taking better advantage of our parliamentary institutions. You know, Australia's parliament and our elections are a real strength of ours. We have very high turnout in our elections. They are, you know, among the best operating parliamentary institutions in the world. But at the time when we are seeing increasing numbers of people voting for minor parties, our parliamentary institutions probably weren't created to reflect that and to take best advantage of some things like parliamentary committees, these inquiry type processes that can create better transparency, that can build public trust. So that's one of the big things we point out. The second area that we really focus on is this question around media and how can we create a better funding model for commercial media so that, like we had in the past, there is a potential for lots of good, high-quality sources of media rather than what we see at the moment, which is that as media goes online, it loses revenue, and so the number of journalists has declined. So they're two of the big challenges we highlight.
I can see another one of these is protect the public sphere. And I was also interested in the notes on democratic engagement, where nearly everybody in Australia does vote, but the report makes the point that that's not all that there is to democracy. So I wonder, what does every individual have the power to do in their community or with their neighbours to contribute to a democratic society?
Yeah, well, you raise a really good point there, which is that we see that participation in democratic processes is sort of quite split in Australia. We have really high turnout at our elections because we have compulsory voting for state and federal level. But when it comes to things like local elections, council elections, and also other ways of engaging in our democracy, so here we're particularly thinking about being members of an advocacy group or being part of a political party, those things are not nearly as widespread as they used to be in Australian society. So some of the things that we point to are reinvigorating Australia's political parties, so looking at ways of encouraging better management of their membership and becoming more inclusive so that they can again become membership organisations that are another way for people who are politically engaged to engage with the policies that matter for them. And the other thing we point out is the need to look at our council elections, our local government elections, because they are often operating under very different rules to all of the other elections that we participate in. We see very unequal turnout as a result, because with renters in particular and frankly, people who are just less engaged in politics in general, they don't know that these are elections that are worth participating in, and they're not encouraged to in the same way that they are for our state and federal elections. And where there's many Australians who are permanent residents who've been here for a significant amount of time but can't vote at any level of government, and allowing them to engage in council elections would be a great way of bringing them into Australian political processes at the ground level. So they're some of the things that we think Australians, all Australians, can participate more in, and government can help them do so.
Matthew Bales, Senior Associate at the Grattan Institute's Economic Prosperity and Democracy Program, talking to The Wire's Aspen Beilhart.